November 24, 1923, the story of the divine will. The Most Holy Virgin made all the acts of the divine will her own. In this way she prepared the food for her children. This is why she is mother and queen of the divine will. Louisa must do the same for the work of the Fiat. I was doing the hour of the Passion in which the sorrowful mama received her dead son into her arms and placed him into the sepulcher. And I was saying in my interior, my mama, together with Jesus I place all souls into your arms, that you may recognize them all as your children, inscribe them one by one into your heart, and place them in the wounds of Jesus. They are children of your immense sorrow, and this is enough for you to recognize them and love them. And I want to place all generations in the Supreme Will, so that no one may be missing, and in the name of all, I give you comfort, compassion, and divine relief. Now, while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and told me, my daughter, if you knew with what food my sorrowful mama nourished all these children. And I, what was it, O my Jesus? And he, again, since you are my little one, chosen by me for the mission of my will, and you live in that fiat in which you were created, I want to let you know the story of my eternal will, its joys and its sorrows, its effects and its immense value, what it did and what it received, and the one who took its defense to heart. Little ones are more attentive in listening to me, because their minds are not filled with other things. They are as though empty of everything, and if one wants to give them other food, they feel disgusted, because, being little, they are used to taking only the milk of my will, which, more than a loving mother, keeps them attached to its divine breast to nourish them abundantly. And they remain with their little mouths opened, waiting for the milk of my teachings, and I amuse myself very much. Oh, how beautiful it is to see them now smiling, now rejoicing, now crying, in hearing me narrate the story of my will. Well then, the origin of my will is eternal. Never did sorrow enter into it. Among the divine persons this will was in highest harmony. Or rather, it was one. In every act it issued forth, both ad intra and ad extra, it gave us infinite joys, new contentments, immense happiness. And when we wanted to deliver the machine of creation, how much glory, how much honor and harmony did it not give to us? As soon as the fiat was unleashed, this fiat diffused our beauty, our light, our power, order, harmony, love, sanctity, everything. And we remained glorified by our own virtues, in seeing, through the fiat, the blossoming of our divinity concealed in the whole universe. Our will did not stop. Swollen with love as it was, it wanted to create man. And you know his story, therefore I move forward. Ah, he was the one who caused the first sorrow to my will. He tried to embitter the one who loved him so much and who had made him happy. My will cried more than a tender mother who weeps over her son, crippled and blind, and only because he withdrew from the will of his mother. My will wanted to be the first agent in man, if, for no other reason, to give him new surprises of love, of joys, of happiness, of light, of riches. It wanted to give, always. This is why it wanted to act. But man wanted to do his will and broke it from the divine. If only he had never done that. My will withdrew, and he fell into the abyss of all evils. Now, in order to rejoin these two wills, one was needed who would contain a divine will within himself. Therefore, since I, eternal Word, loved this man with an eternal love, we decreed among our divine persons that I was to take on human flesh in order to save him and rejoin the two broken wills. But where to descend? Who was to be the one to provide her own flesh for her Creator? This is why we chose a creature who, by virtue of the foreseen merits of the future Redeemer, was exempted from original sin. Her will and ours were one. It was this celestial creature that understood the story of our will. We narrated everything to her, as to a little one, the sorrow of our will, and how ungrateful man, by breaking his will from ours, had constrained our will within the divine sphere, almost hampering it in its designs, preventing it from communicating to him its goods and the purpose for which he had been created. For us, to give is to make ourselves happy, and to make happy the one who receives from us. It is to enrich without being impoverished. It is to give what we are by nature, forming it within the creature by grace. It is to go out of ourselves to give what we possess. In giving, our love pours itself out, and our will makes feast. If we were not to give, why would we form the creation? Therefore, just being unable to give to our children, to our dear images, was like a mourning for our supreme will. Just in seeing man work, speak, walk, without the connection of our will, because it had been broken by him, and that currents of graces, of sanctity, of science, etc. would have run to him, had he been with us, but could not, our will took the attitude of sorrow. Every act of creature was a sorrow for us, because we saw that act empty of divine value, deprived of beauty and of sanctity, completely dissimilar from our acts. Oh, how the celestial little one understood this great sorrow of ours, and the great evil of man in withdrawing from our will. Oh, how many times she cried hot tears for our sorrow, and for the great misfortune of man. Therefore, fearful, she did not want to concede to her own will even one act. This is why she remained little, because her will had no life in her, so how could she grow? But that which she did not do, our will did. It raised her all beautiful, holy, divine. It enriched her so much as to make her the greatest of all creatures. She was a prodigy of our will, a prodigy of grace, of beauty, of sanctity. But she always remained little. So much so, that she never came down from our arms. She took on our defense. She repaid all the sorrowful acts of the supreme will. Not only was she completely in order with our will, but she made all the acts of the creatures her own. And absorbing into herself all of our will rejected by them, she repaired it, loved it, and keeping it as though deposited in her virginal heart, she prepared the food of our will for all creatures. Do you see, then, with what food this most loving mother nourishes her children? It cost her all her life, unspeakable pains, and the very life of her son, to prepare within her the abundant deposit of this food of my will, and to keep it ready to nourish all her children as a tender and loving mother. She could not love her children more. By giving them this food, her love reached the ultimate degree. Therefore, among the many titles that she has, the most beautiful title that could be given to her is that of Mother and Queen of the Divine Will. Now, my daughter, if my mama did this for the work of redemption, you too must do it for the work of the Fiat Voluntas Tua. Your will must have no life in you. Making all of the acts of my will in each creature your own, you will deposit them into yourself. And in repaying my will in the name of all, you will form within you all the necessary food to nourish all generations with the food of my will. Every saying, every effect, every additional knowledge of it, will be one more flavor that they will find in this food, in such a way that they will eat it with avidity. Everything I tell you about my volition will serve to whet their appetite, and so that they may take no other food, at the cost of any sacrifice. If a food were said to be good, to restore strength, to heal the sick, to contain all flavors, and even more, to give life, beauty and happiness, who would not make any sacrifice in order to take this food? So it will be for my will. In order to make it loved and desired, the knowledge of it is necessary. Therefore, be attentive, and receive within you this deposit of my will, so that, as a second mother, you may prepare the food for our children. In doing so, you will imitate my mama. It will cost you much as well, but in the face of my will any sacrifice will seem nothing to you. Be little, do not come down from my arms, and I will continue to narrate to you the story of my will.